From Spark and Anvil, an improv quest, this is Ground, in Chapter 1 of the Improv Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On the little stage in the corner of the Improv Quest workshop, a calm old tortoise named Ground was handed the most ridiculous offer of the afternoon and made it feel completely true. A kid, delighted with herself, had declared in the scene that Ground's kitchen refrigerator could talk, and moreover, that it was very cross. It was a wild, out-of-nowhere thing, the kind of offer that usually breaks a scene by being too silly to build on. Ground did not blink. He nodded slowly, the way tortoises nod, and gave it a reason. "Of course she's cross," he said, patting the invisible fridge fondly. "She's the oldest thing in this house. She kept my grandmother's soup cold for 40 years. Every recipe this family ever loved, she remembers. And lately, the young ones just slam her door and grab a cheese stick and go. Wouldn't you be cross if you held all the family's memories and nobody stopped to listen?" The room fell still, then warm. The talking fridge was no longer a random gag. It was a lonely old keeper of a family's whole history. The kid who'd offered it looked amazed at what her silly idea had become. "That's the thing about a strange offer," said Ground. "It isn't nonsense. It's just missing its reason. Give it an honest one, and the strangest thing in the room becomes the truest."
Ground had learned it living a long, slow life among quick, surprising people. He was a tortoise, and tortoises watch the world go by for a very long time. And he had grown up among relatives and neighbors who were forever doing baffling things. The young ones especially seemed to leap from one strange choice to another. As a small tortoise, Ground had found it all bewildering and a little frightening. The world seemed random, and random things are scary. But because he was slow and patient, he had time to ask why. And he found, again and again, that there was always a reason underneath if you were willing to look for it. The aunt who kept a broken clock did it because her husband had built it. The neighbor who talked to his garden did it because it was the last thing his mother had planted. Nothing, Ground discovered, was truly random. Everything strange had a reason, and finding the reason turned fear into fondness. He remembered the deep relief of it as a young tortoise, that the baffling world was not chaos after all, only a place full of reasons he hadn't asked about yet. He was never frightened by strangeness again, only curious about the reason waiting inside it.
When he was older, Ground made his slow way to the Improv Quest workshop, where the players were full of wild ideas and short on reasons. He taught the young players to catch a strange offer and give it a home. "Improv is full of wild things," he said. "A talking fridge, a cat who's secretly the mayor, rain that only falls indoors. The temptation is to either reject it for being silly or pile on more silliness until nobody can follow." He shook his old head slowly. "There's a third way. Justify it. Give it a reason." He set a boy up with an offer. In the scene, the boy's shoes could predict the weather. "Don't laugh it off," said Ground. "Don't add flying pigs. Ask why. Why would these shoes know the weather?" The boy thought, then brightened. "Because my granddad was a fisherman, and these were his, and he always knew when a storm was coming, and maybe the shoes just kept the knack." The room went warm again. A silly offer turned into a small inheritance. "That's justification," said Ground. "You don't argue with the strange thing. You don't drown it in more strangeness. You give it an honest reason, and it stops being a joke and starts being true. The wildest offer in the room is just a story waiting for its because."
"He still takes his time and still asks why about everything and is still almost never frightened by a strange thing." The thing Ground hopes the young players carry off the stage is that the world's strangeness is not chaos, that nearly everything odd has a reason inside it, and that finding the reason is how you turn confusion into a story and fear into fondness. A because is the most grounding word there is. Don't reject the strange thing, he tells them, slow and warm. Don't bury it in more strange things. Ask why and answer it honestly. Give it a reason, and the wildest offer becomes the truest. When the workshop empties, Ground sits a long while by the little stage, unhurried, and feels the deep, settled gladness he first felt as a young tortoise learning the world was full of reasons, that nothing has to stay baffling, and that patience and an honest because can make sense of almost anything.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Ground. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.